It's 93.1 The Border, your Border Morning Show, Northwestern Ontario's best music. I'm Jonathan Price, and speaking of an awesome musical evening, our great friends at Tour de Fort are celebrating their 30th anniversary of bringing live music and entertainment here to the borderland, and it's a double bill taking place at the Townsend Theater. Tonight, it's a double bill of the Johnny Max Band and the Weber Brothers, and on the phone this morning to talk about it is Johnny Max himself, the leader of the band. Good morning, Johnny.
Good morning, Jonathan. How are you doing?
I'm doing well and truly appreciate your time. Is this the first time that you've teamed up with the Weber Brothers?
Oh, no. We've done a couple shows together. Our last show was together where the weekend that the pandemic hit.
It was your coming together. It was your fault.
Yeah, it's the power of music. That's what that was.
I know that you've had an incredibly long and winding career. Johnny Max and the Johnny Max Band have been at it for a long time, and they are beloved the world over. Talk a little bit about what first got you into blues music specifically.
I got into this late. I got into this when I was about 30. Before that, I was a really bad wedding DJ, but I was always a record collector. By mistake, I got involved with a band, which was a blues band, and it was Trial by Fire. It was, we have a gig in 2 weeks. Here's 25 songs. Learn them.
Wow.
And that just put me on that trajectory. For the first 11, 12 years, we had the same band. We were all playing around Southern Ontario and Toronto, and all guys that were in the band had been going for about 20 years before me. So the blues sort of morphed in. I've always liked the blues. I mean, I grew up a pop guy on radio, as most kids did, but I recall the first album I ever bought with my own money was Sonny Terry and Brownie McGee. For whatever reason, they were certainly not on the radio.
And you know what? So many people that I've talked to that make their mark in blues and that kind of music, they talk about Brownie McGee specifically as somebody that they looked up to.
Oh, he was fantastic. And such a different style of blues. Like Mississippi John Hurt was the same sort of thing. That Appalachian style blues. It has nothing to do with what we play, but it's just that's the impetus that starts it all. And no matter what sort of music you're into, something starts you off and grabs your attention and gains your focus, and then you go from there. And the trajectory leads you wherever it goes.
And talk about being led wherever you go. How did it all of a sudden get to that next level where you are playing clubs and festivals and events and concerts all over the world? I know it's a long story, but how did it all happen?
It's all stubbornness. I'm from Scotland. It is all stubbornness, man. you just keep at it. You learn from your mentors. Like, I mean, the guys I started with were like Chuck Jackson, Donnie Wallace, a downchild, Pat Carey, Mike Fonfara, downchild, Rod Phillips and Lance Anderson, and massive heavyweights, guys who played theaters and everything else and festivals all over the world. So you learn from them either by osmosis or not actively asking them, hey, how'd you do this? But you find out where the conferences are. You find out who the leaders are, who's willing to give you a hand, and you learn that it takes a one-pager, or you find out what a one-pager is, and just you find out literally that festival directors or theater directors want to talk to you about the music you play, and then they decide whether they like it or not.
What are you like on stage for people that are going to be coming out tonight?
I love engaging the audience. I'm a half-assed comedian, as they say, or I think I am. Nobody else does. So I like engaging the audience. I grew up watching artists that would have the audience talk back to them or applaud or call and response or get up and dance. That's the whole thing. I mean, there's a market for artists like Van Morrison and that, not that I'm comparing myself to them, but guys who stand on stage and just suck you in and they don't have to do anything. I am a singing and dancing monkey and I want everybody else to join along.
That, I think, is the best enticement I've ever heard about getting people in the door, getting people to buy tickets. It is the Johnny Max Band. They're going to be on a bill with the Weber Brothers tonight with Tour de Fort. I know that you have had an incredible career. Are there some things that are watershed moments, if you want to recall them, that have been high points in your 25-plus year career?
There's quite a few. Getting to know everybody from Downchild and calling them friends and all that, and the amount of help that they've give us and other artists, and Chuck Jackson and I have been longtime friends for ages. Opening for Lighthouse in Calgary, where Skip Prokop, I brought some albums with me, and I got to hang out with Skip Prokop for 20 minutes before a show, and then Paul Hoffert comes on the stage and asks if he can play tambourine with us.
Like, wow.
You know, it's fantastic. There's stuff like that. Opening for Mud Morganfield in Denmark was great. Getting the chance, although it didn't happen, but getting the chance open for Van Morrison in Belfast, and then unfortunately the pandemic hit. But
oh,
you know,
no.
not just that, but getting to Belfast, meeting people, making new friends, Copenhagen, France, it's the same thing, and across Canada. To me, being literally grown up in Toronto, there's an arrogance to Torontonians, which everybody else outside of Toronto knows. The beauty of communities across Canada, smaller communities, it's unparalleled. It's a fantastic feeling when you get those communities and they come out to watch music, to watch hockey, to watch anything. The community thing really gets me now.
Absolutely. And speaking of that, these are the kind of places you and the Weber brothers are playing in over the next little while. Have you ever been up this way in northwestern Ontario before?
I have not. I've been wanting to come up here for ages. There used to be a circuit up there. And when I was talking to Chuck, his first gig, like 40-odd years ago, was at the Fort Francis Hotel. And there were week-long gigs, he's telling me, and they got canceled. And they had to stay up here for a week because the next show was, I don't know, Thunder Bay or Atikokan or something like that. This is my first time up here. John and Sherry at Tour de Ford, plus all the other communities. We've been working on this for about 6 or 7 years. It takes a long time to set it up.
You do not have to sell us on all the amazing people. And they're all volunteers, by the way, with Tour de Ford.
Yeah.
So, and to have it going for 30 years, these kinds of series, some of them don't make it that long. I'm sure you know.
Oh, yeah. Listen, it takes a long time to establish yourself in anything, either a series or a festival. You know, demographics change, people move, new people come in, it's not the same. So to keep it going for 30 years, it's an admirable thing that I think is lost in the larger cities. And I think the smaller towns really appreciate that. I've found that over, say, the last 20 years, once you get out to these places like Fort Francis, it's fantastic. There's nothing like it in Southern Ontario, really.
And we are so fortunate to have events like this and to have artists like yourself and the Weber brothers coming through. How long have you been playing with this current group of guys in the Johnny Max band?
We added another guitar here today, but the rest of the guys, and that guitar player I've known for 25 years, and we played on and off together. But the guys in this band, generally, we've been together for the past 5 years. It seems every 4 or 5 years, guys got to move on. Unless you're bringing out new albums or writing new music, you know, guys move on to get other opportunities. We've had guys move on to Blue Rodeo and Jimmy Boskill's band and that. You run your course. It's not like the old days where guys stayed together for 30 years. These guys, they're all friends of mine. We traveled to Europe together and everything else. Great bunch of guys. The band has changed over the years. We had 7 albums. First couple were straight ahead blues. The next couple were a bit more soul. We had an album that was just full of horns I thought was fantastic. That got our second Juno nomination. Roadhouse Soul, I came up with the premise here where it's like going down south or going to a really nice club venue and the band on stage is playing everything from country to jazz to blues and making it their own. And that's what the premise of this is. And the song specifically was about the influences I had growing up in Toronto, the Yorkville sound, the Muddy Waters and Howlin' Wolf and guys that came through, Oscar Peterson's, all the jazz guys who came in, and everything just sort of amalgamated together. And I think that had a Toronto sound in the late 60s, early 70s. It was that impetus. My influences are many. Like, I still have 3,500 albums at home. I got about 5,000 CDs. Everything I have, I still listen to. It runs the gamut from Oscar Peterson to Sam Cooke. The style of the band is probably more akin to Wet Willie, Jimmy Hall, Delbert McClinton.
And yeah, by the way, in case you want to be really impressed, they are 2-time Juno Award nominees. They've been nominated multiple times for Maple Blues Awards, yeah, and many other accreditations.
Come on out to the band and the Weber Brothers, who I think are one of the finest rock and roll bands in the country by miles. Come out, have a good time, bring your good attitude, and let's all have a natural ball together.
And don't forget, if you've got that Tour de Fort season passport, this show is open to you. Individual tickets, $25, available at the Fort Francis Library, Skis Variety, online through a link on our website, and you can also get them at the door tonight prior to the show. Johnny Max, thank you so much for your time, and we are very excited to have you coming to Fort Francis.
So looking forward to it, man. It's going to be an absolute gas.